It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm David Asman.
I'm Janice Dean.
I'm Jimmy Failla, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. I'm Evan Brown. Republicans say they're ready to fight for every last vote to make a former president president once again. And they know it means trying to unite voters who see the party in differing lights.
The Republican candidates are listening to American voters and American families and the concerns that they have, and they're putting real solutions on the table. That is why Republicans are going to be in a position to win big this November.
This is the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Ask a Republican who they'd vote for and you might get a bag of mixed answers. Even though former President Donald Trump far and away won enough primaries early on to secure the party nomination to run again, not every registered Republican or conservative-minded independent is enthusiastic. That's why the Republican National Committee, the party organization tasked primarily with electing a president, is now on a mission to find those voters and bend their ear a bit. They plan to talk to them every which way they can, even when the media makes it harder. Just this week, the former party chair, Ronna McDaniel, was both hired and fired by NBC News. Hired as an analyst, fired because the newsroom staff objected to even having her to begin with.
This is selective outrage and represents a really ugly bias from the media.
Michael Whatley is the new chairman of the Republican National Committee. He noted former Democratic officials have longstanding employment at that place.
You know, Jen Psaki has walked directly from Biden's White House press briefing room into a job at MSNBC. Zero complaints from any of their journalists. Every single year we see mainstream media has no problem hiring Democrat operatives like Chuck Todd and George Stephanopoulos. Yet when you have a pro-Trump Republican go and get a contributorship, suddenly it's a threat to democracy.
How does the Republican Party going forward make its way through the media minefield? So how do you fight that? How do you fight that in the year 2024?
Sure. Well, look, the media has always been biased. That is absolutely not new in any way, shape or form. And the thing is, as Republicans, we need to get our message out to voters. You know, you think about Donald Trump. The guy is an absolutely amazing communicator. And what he did in 2016 was basically reinvent social media so that he could use those platforms to go around the media and just communicate directly with the voters all day, every day. And he was so effective at it that the social media then turned around and censored it. You look at any time he has an interview, he's talking directly to the American voters. He's not talking to the reporters. And you've got to be able to use the media as a vehicle to be able to communicate with your voters and get your message out. And if the media is going to be biased, and they always are, then you have to understand that and you have to be able to accommodate it. But we can't just say, hey, we're not going to be able to communicate with our voters because the press doesn't like us. What we need to do is figure out alternative ways or better ways to go out and do it.
You mentioned the alternative ways, and I think the past few years have demonstrated that the gatekeeping of the traditional media, hand raised over here on this side as well, is much weaker these days. You do have social media. You have the ability to pop up a stream from anywhere in the world and sort of bypass the traditional newsroom. Does it become more of an organized thing for the Republican Party to sort of bypass the traditional media as needed or as much as possible for that matter?
Yeah, look, I mean, at the end of the day, what we want are informed voters. And so in order to have those voters, know the difference between Joe Biden and President Trump or the difference between Bernie Moreno in Ohio and Sherrod Brown, what we need to do is go communicate with them. And we've got a lot of different ways that we can do it. You can go on conservative radio. It's a very, very effective media for us to be able to go out there and talk to folks. And there are occasions where the mainstream media is going to be effective for us to go out there. But like you said, there are podcasts. There are, streams that we can do on social media channels. There's still, the social media channels that are popping up every day, including Truth Social, which is, a strong new platform that the president has created. So we're going to find ways for us to go out there and communicate with the voters. It's not going to be haphazard. I think that we're going to be very disciplined in making sure that we get our message out there, because we know once the voters understand the difference between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, where they're going to vote. They're going to vote with Donald Trump because they cannot take four more years of runaway inflation, weakness on the international stage, and 9.2 million illegal immigrants coming across the border.
You talk about conservative radio. That has certainly been a very powerful medium and for a number of decades now as well. But is everyone that you need to be talking to listening to conservative talk radio these days? I imagine you want to get some people who probably aren't fully tuned into that type of programming to get their attention.
We want to talk to every American family. You know, when you think about the issues that affect Americans right now, things like jobs in the economy, education, security, safety, these are issues that affect every family across the country. So we want to make sure that we're using any means capable. We're not going to limit ourselves to any particular segment here, right? The issues that affect urban families, the issues that affect suburban families are the same issues that affect rural families. I mean, they may affect them in slightly different ways, but the Republican candidates are listening to American voters and American families and the concerns that they have, and they're putting real solutions on the table. And that is why Republicans are going to be in a position to win big this November.
We are speaking with Michael Whatley. He is the new chairman of the Republican National Committee on the party's tactics, chances, and plans to try to win the 2024 presidential election with former President Donald Trump. On the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition, we'll have more straight ahead. Let's talk about those voters. There are conservative voters who may not be fans of the former president for one reason or another. Maybe they did vote for him both in 2016 and 2020. Maybe they're turned off by him now. But you do have to bring them sort of back into the fold. You have people who have mixed feelings on January 6th. You have to bring them back into the fold. There's a lot of, I'll put it out there, there's a lot of hurt feelings between, I think, grassroots conservatives and the party power structure. Some of that gets manifested into why certain grassroots activists who have made strides in voter registration have seemingly not been well received by the inner party, if we can call it that, of the RNC. How do you address that as party chair? You kind of have a clean slate. You're new to the job, and it is your goal to, as you've been articulating here, to get every voter. How do you get them all back in the same room when there's been a lot of finger pointing and a lot of anger?
Look, I think the fact that Donald Trump was able to clear this primary earlier than any other candidate has ever cleared a contested primary is really, really important for us. It gives us a lot more ramp to be able to bring the party back together. But look, we're united. I mean, the fact that he won the primary and is now our presumptive nominee earlier than we've ever seen before is a testament to his strength and his brand. And the fact that we now have extra weeks, extra months going into our July convention up in Milwaukee gives us an opportunity to really, truly make sure that we have everybody coming on board. The fact that you have everybody from the conservative side of the party all the way through Mitch McConnell have endorsed Donald Trump and said that they're going to work and make sure that we're enacting his vision. Speaks a lot to the unity that we have right now. And the fact that Joe Biden is one of the least effective presidents we have ever seen on every single metric that matters, whether it's jobs, the economy, national security, our safety and our southern border. The guy has been an absolute failure as the president.
Yeah.
And this is a contrast that we feel absolutely fantastic about taking to the American voters.
How would you have that conversation, though, with your the average voter who's on kind of on that fence, who would be voting Republican, but it has some butterflies about Donald Trump, for that matter? You were previously the party chair in North Carolina, and during your tenure, that state moved solidly, really, or mostly solidly, into the Republican column. So how do you take that, you know, that accomplishment or that strategy and go a bit wider with it to the rest of the country? What do you tell that voter who might actually be on the fence?
Well, I think you go back to borrow a phrase from Ronald Reagan. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? And the answer for the American people right now is no, they're not better off than they were 4 years ago. On every single metric that matters, Joe Biden has hurt American families. He's hurt American job creators, and he has left us vulnerable on the stage. And so, you know, my favorite statistic in all of politics is if you have a 5-minute conversation with an undecided voter, they are 6% more likely to go vote and vote for your candidate. And so what we're going to be focusing on doing is having those 5-minute conversations with American voters. And we are recruiting and training millions of grassroots activists from across the country in every one of our battleground states, in all of the states across the country. And we're getting them the messaging points to go out and have those conversations. We're setting up our digital programs. We're setting up our data programs. We're going to be, you know, out there communicating with voters via any way that we can to be able to have those kind of conversations. And look, it really comes down to how does this affect you and how does this affect your family?
What about early voting? This has sort of been a change for the party in terms of its embracing of early voting. There had been a lot of rhetoric against the practice over the years. The Republican program of Bank Your Vote is certainly new for this cycle. It's something the Democrats had embraced really, you know, decades ago, getting people to vote early, getting their ballots in and not waiting until Election Day because they might run into a problem and not get to the polling place that day. So how's that going? I mean, is there a lot of buy-in on this yet on the Republican side? It always seemed to me that it was, you know, kind of money left on the table for Republicans.
Could not agree more. And it really is a great program, and we have tremendous buy-in. You know, you think about over 50% of all American voters are going to vote before Election Day. We have got to talk to them before they vote. It's a pretty simple premise, right? If people are going to be voting early, if they're going to vote absentee by mail, if they're going to vote on Election Day, that's great. We just need to make sure that they vote. And when they go vote, we have to make sure that they are informed voters. So we are setting our programs up to communicate with voters early. And we're making sure that they have a plan. We're asking every American, you know, voter, every Republican voter to have a plan. How you're going to vote? Are you going to vote early? Are you going to vote on Election Day? Are you going to vote by mail? And if you are, then we want to get you the information so that you know how to do it. And when you go vote, you're going to be an informed voter. We absolutely positively need to compete. Like, we have different rules and different laws in every single state. We need to understand what they are, and we do. And then we need to make sure that the voters understand what they are so that they can make a plan and they can get their ballot in and they can make sure it's counted.
Michael Whatley, the chairman of the Republican National Committee. Thank you so much for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
We really appreciate it and look forward to talking to you again.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.